The outstanding and exceptional designation isn't easy to come by. DNR Secretary Scott Hassett says more than half the waterways submitted failed to make the cut.
These are scientific determinations. There were about 40 conservation and environmental groups that petitioned us 2 years ago to designate about 100 river and stream segments. And we wound up doing 44 of them because we determined the scientific information existed to warrant that.
The designation means waterfront development has to conform with the natural surroundings of the waterways and limits high-capacity water wells. Hassett says it doesn't stop development but works harder at keeping things pristine for favorite flowages and rivers.
Some of the gems include the Tatagatick, which I have been on, north and south forks of the Jump River, even portions of the Wisconsin River. I'd have to say that a couple of my favorite rivers, which are the Wolf and the Brule, have already been designated as outstanding or exceptional.
Some of the other rivers given this new designation include parts of the St. Croix, the Amnicon, Bad River, Chippewa, Flambeau, Moose, Teal, Thornapple, and Potato Rivers. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.